Before our episode begins, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/20sides, where you can get exclusive access to our Patreon-only campaigns, The Other Side and Veil of Shadows, and much, much more. We are also thrilled to announce our partnership with Claymore Miniatures. They are ready to print miniatures inspired by the best fantasy art you will ever find. Check them out on My Mini Factory today. Now, hit that intro music. Welcome to 20 Sides, a fast-paced, story-driven, actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your DM, Matt.
I'm Bobby, playing Yaros, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I play Leona, the Moon Elf Wizard.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I play the Half-Elven Rogue, Ordella.
Join our campaign as we unravel the mysteries of an ancient necrotic evil, right now on 20 Sides. Y'all head south, and of course, the room is now filled with smoke. It is burning your eyes. Are you heading back to the north from which you came originally, to the west, or down south?
Let's keep going south.
We gotta get Leo out of here.
You come to a room.
I should just turn into like a giant eagle out of the cave, and then everybody can just fly on my back. We'll just fly over the mountain.
Gandalf. You come to a room. In the room.
Necromancer Gandalf.
There is a cell. There are heavy iron doors that secure two cells. It's almost like an alcove in this hallway, if you will. Mm. So it's not necessarily a room.
Okay.
In one of the room, or in one of the cells...
is Amtrak.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's Amtrak.
Hey, where did you guys come from? Like, you didn't down here, did you know?
Who's this?
Is a gray gnome. In the other one, Yarost, Ordella, and Leo, when you glance at what's in this room, it makes you pause because it looks exactly identical to Seven.
What? Is it in the cage?
Smoke is coming from which y'all came. The gray gnome is either asleep or dead in a corner. You don't know. The warforged that is in the other cell is slumped over, his head down. Neither of them pay you any notice. You can continue going to the south, where it then tees off to where you can continue to the south or go to the east.
So Philip's memory of the tower.
Belshire's Tower.
Belshire's Tower, there were two empty tables.
Yep.
Seven and four.
Yep. Yeah.
And so if Philip had to guess, that's four.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you ever have like a number seven written on you or anywhere? Not that it matters. I'm just curious.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
I had anything like extra branded or... like
maybe on the inside of
maybe
it or something.
Inside, yeah, maybe y'all could pull me out and see, yeah.
Rip you apart,
yeah.
Gosh.
But no, not that I know of.
We gotta get them out of there.
But
doesn't that look a lot like seven?
It does. It might be number four.
wait, y'all, that's the head. Look.
Yeah, we don't have time for all this.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to explain once you get out. But yeah, we need to get them out because clearly if they're being held captive, then they are not with the kobolds, so...
I hit my hammer on the cage of the gnome first.
Oh, okay.
See if he's awake. Make a loud enough noise to...
Ordella, can you try to pick the lock, mm-hmm. Ordella? Okay.
Kind of goes through the hallway, it rings out, and it startles this gnome.
We don't have much time.
What?
Who are you?
My name is... Hold on, I can't find it on my sheet.
Is it Dirkland?
No.
Wait, while Dirkland, he's talking, Stoneforge? I want to be examining his cage to see if there's a way I can...
Who are y'all? My name is Tink. Tink Spark Whistle.
No.
Reroll that one. ChatGPT that, but that's awful.
Regenerate.
Oh, the best name Spark ever. Whistle. Tink Spark Whistle. Spark let's whistle. Go, dude.
That's his drag name.
All right, let's go over this. Let's go over to the next page.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tink.
Your name did not make cut. Sorry.
We don't need a band.
We don't want your drag name right now. We
want
your
name generator. Just yeah. Regenerate.
It's Tink. I was
Tink.
Called.
Well, what is this in cage next to you? This is.
I don't know.
You didn't make this?
Does it work?
No, I didn't make this.
Does it work? Have you seen it move?
I don't know.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, they captured me.
So I just pick it up. I mean,
we haven't opened
little
cage yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you knocked the cage open.
No, you just hit it to wake it up.
Make them up.
Oh,
and she's examining to see how she could open it.
I'm going to use my mage hand to try to turn on the Warforge.
Okay. You're getting your mage hand go out. Everybody make a dexterity check as arrows come shooting at you.
At advantage?
Yeah, for you.
21.
We got a success.
19 plus 9?
Beyond, yeah. Because my roll
was 16.
Success.
Okay, good.
19 plus 9.
Success.
15.
Success. We got 4 successes as y'all are able to dodge out of the way of these arrows. One hits one of the bars and just...
That's a pretty good... like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Do I see anything on the locks so I can...
Yeah.
I want to know that I can pick it, but like... I'm not letting anybody out until I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So. I am never going to be defeated like that before.
Trust
is gone for everyone now.
I understand. I understand the betrayal that you were feeling earlier. I totally, I acknowledge it. I feel it. Mm-hmm, and I am done.
That's right.
Man, I should have held out longer.
No,
I made him like BFFs and then just let him stab her in the back.
You basically did.
You basically
did. It went that far for her.
You stabbed me?
It did.
Okay, give me a dexterity check plus your proficiency bonus. So add your dexterity modifier and then add your proficiency bonus.
So plus 9?
Plus 9. And this is a very low DC on this because this is a bad, bad lock.
13 plus 9.
Is the easiest 22. Lock you've ever picked.
Thank you.
Just, it opens.
Actually, it wasn't
well,
locked.
I wasn't opening it. Yeah, I was okay. Just...
It's unlocked then.
I just, yeah.
And
not letting anybody out.
To be clear, you unlock the gnomes or the Warforges?
Yeah,
okay,
gnomes.
The gnomes. All right.
But he doesn't even know.
You don't even know it's unlocked. He's just kind of fiddling with it, pulled it open to show that it's working.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
Please, so you unlocked do not it. Catch me... Like that again.
So you're taking the mage hand.
Yeah.
So you are looking for some sort of power button. Give me a...
Did 7 have a power button?
No, not really. No. Give me an investigation check at disadvantage because you're not able
couldn't
to like
just be
move
like, ding,
them
ding,
around
ding, ding,
and
ding.
Stuff.
Because 7 always went in standby and wouldn't sleep.
Okay, 8. What was it? Investigation?
Yep.
8 plus 5.
I'll say your knowledge of 7 and feeling around on this Warforge, there are no buttons per se.
Right.
And you know 7 didn't necessarily have like an on and off switch.
Right.
So it's tough.
Well, I'm just trying to
get him.
Wake him, power him on.
Now you can kind of like tap him with it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to power up when you tap him.
Have you seen this thing move?
Yes! When they brought it in, it was walking.
How long ago was this?
What's today?
I don't know. It's Tuesday.
You know, where I was from, they had...
All right, we don't have time for this. Can you just tell us how long have you been here?
Number 4 is what, Belshire, we think?
Yeah. We think it was Belshire's tower. Well, no, it wasn't Belshire. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
At the time, we thought 4 might have been Belshire, but I don't think that was actually it. That was just like a thought at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I think 4 was probably just... one that actually worked.
11 days ago? 10 days ago?
Is when it was moving or since you've been here?
Since they brought him in.
Or Doc, can you pick this lock too?
13 or 14 days. Is it Tuesday?
We don't
you?
Know.
What
it doesn't
you?
Really matter.
Why are you here?
Ordella, can you pick the lock and let me go in there with
these
this
things
thing?
Hate great gnomes.
Okay, someone hold this shut just in case.
Are y'all gonna let me out?
We'll find out.
I'm clearly not with them.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over and try to do. I'm gonna go try to unlock the other one.
Give me another one. Plus 9.
Do you know way out of here?
Do I know the way in?
15.
15? Easy enough. It unlocks as well.
So I walk in because it's probably bigger. right? I mean, it's a big, like, I mean, seven was tall and kind of, it's probably bigger too. Yep. So I walk in thinking maybe I can kind of like lift it up a little bit or like try to set it up or something. And so I try to kind of just sit it straight up, like pick its head up, see if it'll respond or react in some kind of way.
It feels completely limp. And as you pick it up, your hands on the back of it, you can feel like it has been like busted open or cut open, or a piece, like maybe a plate on the back of it is missing, and you're feeling wires and oil is on your hands now from the back of it.
Okay, while all of this is happening, and everything that this little elf says, or whatever is in there.
Gnome. Great gnome.
I'm using ear for deceit.
Ooh.
Nice.
Give me an insight check.
Okay.
I'll give it to you at advantage, just because you've been spurned.
11 plus 10, 21.
21. He doesn't give you any pause to think he's lying.
Okay.
It feels like he's telling the truth. If he's being deceitful, he's really good at it. He's a mastermind at it.
Put him in the backpack.
Okay. Well, but if it's not dead and it's in the backpack, it suffocates, right?
Doesn't breathe.
Yeah, he doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't breathe.
Drink, sleep, or anything.
That's true.
You should know that.
I mean, I know your old character.
I think they do breathe. They don't have to. They can breathe underwater.
They don't have to breathe.
But I don't know. No. All right, yeah, throw it in the backpack and let's go.
Am I coming with you?
I just kind of kick open his door a little bit. And it's like, what? You're free to go.
Yeah, like, why do they have you in here?
But I they hate us.
Come on, Turdy. Let's go.
Just follow us.
Or keep up.
Just follow us.
My name is Tink.
I don't care. Let's go.
Make dexterity saving throws. 13 or higher.
If that was dexterity Tink, checks. I'm walking out.
17.
Success.
9.
Failure.
6 plus 9.
A 10.
15.
10 for Leo.
So Leo and Yaros, you will take 6 damage each as you are hit in the leg with an arrow coming from one of these little bitty tiny holes. You can go to the south or you can go to the...
Did I pass?
Yeah, 15. You go to the south or you can go to the east.
Let's keep going south.
You make it a little bit further until you get to what looks like it's another living quarters. So very similar to the last one, a lot of different little bunk beds. You hear from above this time,
no, that's my room!
Set it on fire, Leo.
Yeah, it's a niblet.
And you hear,
nope,
from above.
Was he peeing?
Yeah, it's like dynamite. Sounds like dynamite.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a sizzle. Like some form of explosive. There is an exit to the east here, or there is an exit directly south.
Keep going south, everybody.
Y'all just take off running?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to use my telekinetic shove that I held from the rust potatoes, and I'm going to shove it up.
Shove the...
hand up.
Like whoosh. The whoever is up there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to roll. So against your DC, it fails either way. I rolled a nat 10. So you look, Leo, as y'all start to run, you look back and there's a small, for lack of better words, like a small stick of dynamite. And it goes to drop. As soon as you see it start to fall, you use your telekinetic shove. You shove it back up and...
yeah, take that.
It explodes. 4 kobolds from above fall down, dead, onto the ground below you.
Is one niblet?
No, one is not niblet. You head to the south. The only direction to go now is to the east. As this debris is falling behind y'all from this explosion that Leo just caused with her telekinetic shove, let it be known that she did something cool with her telekinetic shove.
That was pretty cool.
I've had to get creative now.
She does lots of cool things with that shove.
Facts. You all head to the east. You come into this room that looks like a shrine.
Ooh, a shrine.
Uh-oh. It looks like a shrine
to
a
dragon.
There are little weird wooden statues that have been created. There is one kobold in the middle of the room that is kneeling at this altar. There are 2 other kobolds. There's an exit to the east. As soon as y'all run into the room, I want you to roll for initiative. Come on, it's high. Come on, it's high, y'all.
16.
15 for Leo.
20.
I may have beat it. Hold on.
What you get? You get plus
it's
two.
It's 18 plus. Hold on.
Plus one.
Plus one?
Plus zero.
Oh.
I rolled a one.
Ooh. Adela's thrown off her game.
Good time to roll a one. Good time to roll a one.
The explosion. I know, I hate going first.
So Yarost will go first, followed by these three kobolds, and then everyone else. Yarost, you are within range. Yarost, it is up to you as you see one of the kobolds to the east is none other than
Slox.
Niblet.
Slox would never.
Yeah, Slox would never, never betray us like that.
So it's what's this one kneeling? Is it?
It's got a robe on. It's hard to see if it's even a kobold. It's just, it looks same size, kneeling at this. It's a terrible, terrible altar.
And what are the other two things in the back?
One of them is Niblet.
One is the one in the back has the dragon scale armor on. The one in the middle has a cloak on. Niblet.
Niblet. Do they still have all those freaking pots and pans everywhere?
No.
Jangling, clinkling.
They're so ugly. I never liked them.
I don't even, it's like a high school girlfriend breaks up with a boy. She's like, he's ugly. I don't even know why I ever dated him. He's ugly.
I didn't really like him that much.
Oh my God.
I am destroyed. I have been
That's so funny.
Destroyed. Ordella will never be the same.
Yarros.
Yeah.
It is up to you.
We will rage. We're going to charge this little guy right here.
Yep.
Great weapon master. Reckless. 15.
I believe misses.
Oh, great.
Misses.
Just missed the guy kneeling on his back too, man. Makes sense.
He's turned around now. Come on.
Doing it again. All the things. 19 this time.
That hits.
Plus 23 to this. So 33.
33 damage?
Yeah.
Good Lord Almighty. You are, as soon as he's kneeling, he starts to get up and you slam into him with eternal rest as he staggers back into the shrine, and he is breathing very, very heavy. It is his go, and he is going.
Where's Clinker?
Tink?
Niblet?
No.
Oh, you don't see Clinker. Yarost. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me as he goes to grab your wrist, and this is going to be a 13 or higher.
Mm-mm.
You are now paralyzed.
Oh,
paralyzed.
Great.
You are hold person. He grabbed you. You hear him say,
"Yes, Niblet, you are right. They are stupid."
And then Niblet.
Especially that princess.
And then Niblet looks over and she
shoots an arrow at Ordella.
And Tyler leaves.
Yeah. She is actually going to say,
Warn Rosendex now. Warn him.
Dare you.
The other one takes off running out of the room. And she then says,
I will go get Skarnax.
And she runs out of the room. It is now y'all's go.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do a firebolt then at the one in front.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
11 plus 9.
Hits?
Nope, 3.
All right.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast and I'm gonna send 2.
All right.
So first roll, that's a crit. So
nice.
Rolled, so 12 damage. That sucks. 1 and a 7. So 12 damage from the first one.
All right.
And then I'm going to roll again. 21.
That hits. Dead. I only had 1 hit point left after that.
Yay. Yeah, 10.
So y'all pepper it with spells. Eldritch Blast, Firebolt. This cleric kobold holding Yarost's wrist. Yarost, as soon as it dies, your paralyzation, you're able to move again.
I check the body for any potions.
Give me an investigation check.
whoever gave a description of what those potions did, he said you'd come back to us two potions.
Yeah, they give you, for 1 hour, they give you advantage on wisdom, intelligence, and charisma saving throws.
Okay.
So 16.
There is one potion of healing.
Woo, snatching it.
Minor potion. You are standing in this dragon shrine room. There is one exit to the east that Niblet and the other kobold ran toward.
I'm going to use my telekinetic shove to blow the shrine. Just messed up.
Okay.
Shake some things up.
Knock everything down.
Knock it down.
Yeah. All the pictures.
Push it out of place.
The carved potato dolls.
Would we be able to get to them? Like, I mean, I know they ran, but it's only been 12 seconds since.
Yeah, you can try. You can definitely try.
Do you think we'd be able to? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, are they far enough ahead based on what you know?
Yeah,
it would have only been one turn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've done anyway, since I'm still raging.
Yeah.
I'm running after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you looking ahead, you see them go down this tight corridor of a hallway, and then they turn into one of those pocket holes.
Both of them do?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
They turn into one of those pocket holes, and then are you going to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I can't go in there, so yeah.
Okay. So you keep going. You snake off to the south. You come to a room with a door.
Shove into it like I'm opening, if they can open.
Yeah. Slamming into it. Easy enough. It just busts right open. And in this room, you see none other than this. I mean, the moment that you slam your shoulder into it and that door flies off its hinges and slams onto the ground in front of you, you see the two kobolds. You see Niblet and the other kobold run out from one of those little pocket holes into the room. But also in the room, you see a wooden throne elevated on this terrible, like, wooden type platform in the middle of the room. A larger kobold sits on top of it. And there are two other kobolds in the room. Standing next to him talking in that same red dragon armor. As soon as you enter, you hear Niblet yell, "Stupid intruders are coming! They're so stupid!"
I mean, you invited us in, you whore.
Like, hey-o.
Honestly, Niblet, I'm going to destroy you and then wear your little ugly head around my neck.
I told you they're so stupid! They're ugly, too!
Are we rolling for initiative?
Roll for initiative.
That's fighting words.
We're
right
gonna
there.
We're going to have a fight battle. We're going to have a words battle.
Oh, no. Not one. So four.
Four. We are definitely Leo. Not ugly.
As they said, king, two with him.
Yep.
And then they came out of some holes over here
right
somewhere.
There. Okay.
Yep. 12.
16 for me.
12 for me.
So I had four total.
15.
16, too.
Mm-hmm. Roll off.
No, 17.
Oh.
Plus three.
I saw all of a sudden.
So you're first.
So, I'm so over this.
And then
I believe you.
Or Della.
So the kobolds go first.
Silas, Leo.
Okay, go then.
Yeah. And then everybody else.
Yeah, why are we still talking about it? Just go.
Who goes first?
There's like 18 kobolds. Just do it. You have like a AC of like 7.
Not even cute.
I know, you're so ugly.
Yeah. And the dungeon, like the layout was pretty terrible.
Yeah. It's like a molehill. Molehole.
Speaking of that, King Stinks Skarnax.
In here.
King Skarnax yells, "Come!
Oh. Aid me!"
And from pocket holes, four more kobolds run out. Okay, that is King Skarnax's go as four other kobolds rush out from these little pocket holes. The two that are in the dragon scale armor pull out short swords and like lock in step, like they're synchronized swimming, come running at y'all. So they will engage with Yarost and with, as it's running up to Ardella, it looks over at Niblet and it says, "This one, are they stupid?" And Niblet goes,
"They are so stupid!"
The stupidest!
The dumbest of the dumb!
And they go make two melee attacks with their short swords. So both of these are Not much. Plus three to hit. A 21's going to hit Yaros, but the three is going to miss. And so you are going to take 5 damage. Are you raging?
Yeah, man, I ran into the room.
Okay,
raging.
So
still.
2 damage, and then 2 short swords.
I have an ability per every rage. I can reroll a saving throw. I don't think there's been any that's been that bad, but I can reroll one saving throw per rage, yeah.
The other attacks Ordella, and the 9 is going to miss, but the 17 plus 3 is going to hit, and you're going to take 4 damage as I rolled a 1 on the die.
Uncanny dodge, so I'll take 2.
So you'll take 2. Hashtag know your character.
I know her.
I know.
The 4 kobolds that just came out go rushing toward y'all as well, and they can move only 25 feet. So, okay.
Freaking Niblet.
We've got...
Freaking Niblet.
Freaking Niblet. That's the shirt Giblet. I want. Dyer's must buy. I need a shirt about destroying Niblet.
Yeah. Let's destroy Giblet.
The first one attacks Leo. With a... I believe an 18 to hit.
Okay, 16. 17 AC.
But you are only going to take 3 damage as it pulls out this shard of rock and just pokes you real hard with it.
Oh,
so stupid, these kobolds.
the one that's kind of far back starts, he pulls out a rock, puts it in a sling, starts slinging it around and says, "Death to the stupidest people in the world!" And it lets go a rock at Ordella, and it just goes way wide and misses with a nat 2.
I'm done with this freaking session.
The one next to Silas is going to actually has a short sword and is going to miss with a nat 9. The other one in the back can't do anything. And then Niblet is going to, she's going to say, "They don't even know who I am." And then 2 other niblets pop up right next. Just thump, thump as she casts mirror
triple
image
niblets.
On herself.
Oh.
Wait,
triple
what?
Niblets.
Triple niblets.
Triple niblets.
Triple nibs.
Triple nibs.
Triple nibs. You don't want none of that trip nibs. It is now y'all's go.
Giblet cubed. Okay, who's going first?
First,
yeah,
right?
Yaros is first.
How big is your fireball? What was it? What's the area in a fireball?
So fireball.
Oh, each creature in a 20-foot radius.
Radius. So we're talking like if this was your middle point, they're saying this is. Then you can go 20 feet this way for blocks, right?
Yeah.
Then basically a circle. That,
yeah.
Right. Anything that's from that point for blocks, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you could catch. All of it.
Everybody
but
the
king
and Niblet.
Right. So it's a fireball. So if I'm up here, you all are protected by fire. Y'all take no fire damage.
But do they have dragon armor on?
I mean, only the two
guards.
Two of the guards do. Everybody else, kill them
all.
I only
have 1/3 level spell left.
So I'm going to focus my attacks right here on this guy.
Okay.
So we'll do regular. And we're still raging and recklessly attacking, but... No great weapon mastery.
Double ones, bro.
Ew.
Very unlikely.
Anti-crit.
Very unlikely for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How unlikely?
Very. Like a low.
5% of 5%.
5% of 5%. So 0.25%.
Okay.
Now we're at 21, though.
21 hit.
You just
have to accept it. You know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah.
So, sure. Okay. I believe you.
Trust it.
12, 15, 16, plus 13, 29.
29. You have hit him. You have hurt him.
Hit him, hurt him, gone.
Anything else you want to do with your turn?
That's all I got.
All right.
I am going to go next.
Okay.
And I'm going to be targeting the 3 that are right here on me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, at second level, cast Thunder Wave. And it's a Constitution 17.
Ooh.
For all 3 of them.
All right, the first one right next to you to the right, 17.
Mm-hmm. Con,
nope. The one, the lighter one, nope. And the other one,
nope.
They all fail.
So they're going to take 3d8.
Yeah, because they're stupid.
So they're all going to take 12 damage.
12 damage. One of them is pushed back and his head hits the earthy ground so hard that he is dead.
Nice.
The other one is not quite dead. He was the one with Niblet in the other room. And their pushback, you said?
Yes, their pushback 10 feet. Let me double check that. Yep, 10 feet.
All right. They are pushed back. Anything else you want to do with your turn? Want to move at all?
No, I really just want to stay kind of in that cone with Yarost.
Okay.
So I think I'm good where I'm at.
All right. Leo or Ordella?
Could I like jump on top of one of these little guys? And you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really just.
Break his neck with my hands.
If we could get, sure, more than if you could get the one in front of you like more into that line, I can cast Lightning Bolt and it'll go boop, boop, and hit the king. I have 100 feet and a 5 foot.
So, and Yaros like did like 29 damage to that one. So anything that you do to him is probably, especially now that you know you're not at disadvantage being that close.
Perfect. And then I'll kill him and then I'll reach over for Stupida.
Make an attack roll.
Okay.
What'd you roll? Just curious.
Are you? How curious are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
11.
Misses.
Dang it.
That's actually so, she's so in a rage. In a rage.
But you get a bonus action.
The inner rage. 13
misses.
The inner rage right now is.
So both of them misses, and all three niblets laugh at you.
Get niblet in stereo.
Surround sound niblet coming through. Surround sound niblet. That's that Dolby Atmos right there. It is now Leo's go.
Okay.
As these kobolds have y'all surrounded.
Okay, let's see. So Leo could do 1, 2, 3. How far is that silver one from? Okay, then I'm going to move first.
You get an opportunity attack. But it's a kobold, and it just attacked you and did a d4 of damage and did like 2 damage. So just keep that in mind.
Why don't you want to do the lightning thing? You don't want to waste it? Or?
Yeah, I want to try to get more in a group. Well, no, I'm just going to go ahead. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do the lightning bolt. That was my plan.
Lightning bolt? Here we go. You'll get
1, 2, 3, 2
kobolds.
And the king.
And the king. And these are 2 run-of-the-mill kobolds. So the first kobold rolls. 9, he will take full damage. The second kobold, 11, he will take full damage. This is a dexterity saving throw. This is +2 for the king. 15, 17 total.
Oh, 17.
So he'll succeed, but he'll take half damage.
Okay.
Still take half damage.
8d6, so there's 20, 21.
So the king will take 10 damage. The other 2 kobolds are almost obliterated, just almost explode. Their bodies plump up from the electricity and then fall down dead. The king, no.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, I got to do some Grim Harvest then.
Yes, you did. You
so.
You get 6, right?
Uh-huh, so I'm just going to erase this -6.
Nice, good job. Grim Harvest time. Nice. As you get a little bit of that, get a little bit of that kobold energy in your body.
Ugh.
It is now the kobolds right, go. The first one in front, the front in front of Ordella attacks her twice. The first one will hit. The second one will miss. So you're going to take.
Rolled a 1.
4 damage.
Yes.
As I rolled another 1.
But two.
And then the one that got pushed back now will rush up to Silas, the other guard, and attack the first attack with a 16 to hit.
Roll it again.
Oh, yeah. Disadvantage.
Thank you.
Misses with the 12. The second one, 17 will hit, but with disadvantage, 18 will hit. So
who's
you will
the second one?
He gets 2 attacks.
He gets 2 attacks. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You will take 4 damage as well because I rolled another 1. The other kobold will also engage with Silas. And because they're next to each other, they have what's called pack tactics, giving them advantage on attack rolls. So they will only, so it won't be at advantage. So it'll level out. So he only gets 1 attack. Ugh. 14? No, 15.
Nope.
Misses. All right. The kobold three ahead of Yaros is actually not going to get into melee. He's going to pull out a sling as well and chuck a rock at Yaros. And since you attacked at, I get advantage.
Only melee attacks. Reckless.
Only melee attacks. Okay. Either way, misses. Misses, his rock goes wide. And then my girl, Niblet, my girl is going to.
There are three of her, but is it just like
It's like a spell. It's like an illusion.
Okay.
Yeah. Is going to cast Scorching Ray.
Oh, okay.
Because she has not seen y'all's fire resistance.
Yeah, she's so stupid.
From the shield.
Stupida.
And she's going to cast it at Yaros.
Yeah, and get your stupid friends next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spray them.
That's how dumb you are.
So I will make a ranged attack roll three times as three rays shoot at you. This is plus six to hit. First one with a 12 misses. The second one with a 17 hits. And the third one with a 5 misses. You're going to take 2d6 of fire damage. So 7 halved to 3. What a crappy turn.
What a crappy character.
And the king is going to say, I have had enough of this. And is going to move forward, pull out a shield, pull out a long sword that looks almost too big for him, and move forward 30 feet right to Yaros. And swing.
Kisses him in the mouth.
Yeah. And mwah. Had enough of this. Mwah. At advantage. 14 to hit?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That hits. And you are going to take, this is a D8 plus 3, 8 damage, slashing, halved to 4. It is now y'all's go. And that is it for this week's 20 Sides. Make sure you tune in each week as Lichbane Thunder Force ventures across the Veiled Lands. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/20sides for extra exclusive access to us. Follow us on all the socials everywhere at 20 Sides Pod. And as usual, we couldn't do this without the atmospheric background tracks from tabletopaudio.com. We will see you right here next week on 20 Sides. But wait, there's one more thing. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with Claymore Miniatures. You have to go check them out. Go to myminifactory.com and search Claymore Miniatures. And I promise you, you are going to love what they have to offer. They are detailed sculpts. They are extremely realistic, but I think most importantly, they are very, very artful. They are the miniatures that I have been searching for forever. So stop what you're doing. Head over to myminifactory.com today and search Claymore Miniatures and get your buy on.